U.S. military commanders have spent months considering which weapons and battle tactics might give U.S. forces an edge if they go to war in Iraq. And then there's the weather, a variable generals can't control. Some of the most important battles in military history have been decided by weather conditions. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports it's a lesson Iraq war planners are taking very seriously.
When U.S. commanders in Afghanistan planned their operations, they had a lot of information to guide them. Surveillance satellites and reconnaissance aircraft told them where the enemy was. Electronic intercepts provided hints of what the enemy was thinking. And when it came time to decide when and where to send their helicopters, the commanders turned to the weather analysts at the Army Research Lab back in Adelphi, Maryland, where John Mercurio can look at 3D computer projections of the Afghan mountain landscape.
The white on the mountains is where there is snow on the ground. The yellow are clouds, and again, for helicopter operations, if the helicopter were operating in an area where there's clouds and he was above the freezing level, then he would have a very high probability of icing.
Mercurio directs the lab's Battlefield Environment Division, a high-tech center where weather conditions are closely analyzed to determine how they may affect a military operation.
What you're seeing here is the arrows are wind vectors. So you're looking at the wind vector, the direction of the wind, as well as the strength of the wind. And you can see as the day goes by, the wind is coming down the valley and then up back up the valley. So again, that is something that might fold into a commander's choice of what time he wants to go.
Military weathermen like to point out examples from history when commanders took advantage of weather conditions and also when they were surprised by them. Genghis Khan wisely waited for the rivers to freeze before invading northern China. On the other hand, when President Carter sent helicopters to rescue American hostages in Iran in 1980, the mission ended in disaster because Army officers failed to consider a forecast dust storm. And it isn't simply a matter of waiting for good weather to plan a mission, as Air Force Brigadier General David Johnson likes to point out.
I was the guy doing airdrops in Bosnia, and good weather for me was totally undercast, raining like hell on a moonless night. That was perfect weather for me. Other guys will say you cloudless sky, unlimited visibility. That is exactly what I didn't want. So one guy's good is another guy's bad.
All depending on which weapons systems you might be using. By the same token, says the Army's John Mercurio, a commander may choose to go under less than perfect conditions if he thinks his equipment performs better in bad weather than the enemy's would.
Generally, you might think, well, when the weather is bad, that might not be a time to execute a battle. But if you can do an analysis to say, my system is working that much better than the adversary's system, bad weather might be a very good time to execute a battle plan because you have an advantage.
After flying relief missions in Bosnia, David Johnson came back to the Pentagon to direct Air Force weather operations. In this age of high-tech weaponry, his office not only studies the effect of wind, temperature, and precipitation, but also space weather. Solar flares and geomagnetic storms can interfere with electronics. Taking all these factors into consideration, General Johnson can help his combat commanders put together a mission using the right equipment at the right time under the circumstances.
I'm trying to find that precise environmental condition where my radio still works and his is absolutely worthless, or his radar, or his GPS.
In recent years, the U.S. military has made considerable progress toward its goal of owning the weather, that is, being able to turn weather conditions to its own battlefield advantage. With new weapons, such as the JDAM bombs that can find their target through a cloud cover, plus their extensive weather database, U.S. battlefield commanders are becoming much better at knowing when to use which weapons for maximum effect. Then there's the question of what time of year to schedule a war. General Johnson can help with that one, too.
I have the Air Force Combat Climatology Center down in Asheville, North Carolina, that keeps historical records so that we can answer the questions. When can I expect the first snowfall in the Zagros Mountains? When do the mountain passes become impassable?
Those are the questions commanders wanted answered during the Afghanistan campaign. These days, General Johnson has a map of Iraq on the wall in his office, and the questions he's being asked to consider are, when is it too hot to fight in the Iraqi desert? And if Saddam Hussein uses biological or chemical weapons, which direction will the wind take them at which time of year? So, will weather and climate considerations be important in deciding when to go to war in Iraq? Absolutely, Johnson says. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.